This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. President Drobdi Murmu today held delegation-level talks with her Portuguese counterpart Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa in Lisbon. In a joint media address after the meeting, President Murmu described the India-Portuguese ties as historic, which are now being developed as modern and multidimensional partnership.
भारत पुर्तगाल संबंध ऐतिहासिक है यह संबंध लगातार मजबूत होते रहे हैं और अब यह एक आधुनिक बहुआयामी और गतिशील पार्टनरशिप के रूप में विकसित हो रही है लगातार उच्च स्तरीय यात्राओं से इन संबंधों को मजबूती मिली है और बढ़ती वाणिज्यिक सहभागिता से ही इन्हें सहयोग मिला है हमारे रिश्ता आपसी विश्वास समझ और मुख्य हितों के मुद्दों पर एक दूसरे के समर्थन पर
The president said she held wide-ranging and constructive talks with her Portuguese counterpart, covering various areas of bilateral relations.
आज सुबह राष्ट्रपति रेबेलो डी सोजा के साथ मेरे रचनात्मक और सार्थक बैठक हुई जिसमें हमारे द्विपक्षीय संबंधों के सभी महत्वपूर्ण पहलुओं और साझा हितों के वैश्विक और क्षेत्रीय मुद्दों पर चर्चा की हमने विशेष रूप से व्यापार और निवेश विज्ञान और प्रौद्योगिकी आईटी और डिजिटल प्रौद्योगिकी रिन्यूएबल एनर्जी कनेक्टिविटी और मोबिलिटी में अपने दीर्घकालीन द्विपक्षीय संबंधों को और मजबूत करने और लोगों के पारस्परिक संपर्कों को और बढ़ावा देने का संकल्प लिया हमें यूनाइटेड नेशंस और अन्य बहुपक्षीय मंचों में अपने समन्वय और सहयोग को मजबूत करने पर सहमत हुई
Earlier in the day, President Murmu also laid wreath at the tomb of Portuguese national poet Luís Vaz de Camões. President Murmu reached Lisbon this morning on the first leg of her state visit to Portugal and Slovakia. The government has decided to increase the excise duty on petrol and diesel by 2 rupees per litre. However, oil marketing companies have clarified that there will be no hike in retail prices of the two petroleum products. Briefing media in New Delhi, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said that the hike in excise duty will not be passed on to the consumers.
Let me clarify up front, this will not be passed on to the consumer. International price of petrol came down to around $60 of crude per barrel in the last day or so. But our oil marketing companies, they carry inventories over a 45-day period. So the crude inventory that they're carrying is at $75 on an average per barrel. Then can you legitimately expect prices of petrol and diesel to be moderated by the oil marketing companies? Companies in keeping with the global price, yes, in a deregulated sector, you can expect them to accordingly adjust the market retail price.
According to the notification issued by the Finance Ministry, the raise in excise duty will be effective from tomorrow. The minister also said that prices of LPG cylinder has been increased by 50 rupees. Mr. Puri said that the price of LPG for Ujjwala beneficiary will now be 550 rupees and for others it will be 853 rupees from tomorrow. Global markets plunged today, deepening a global stocks rout triggered by US President Donald Trump's trade war and China's forceful response to unexpectedly high tariffs. Germany's DAX opened lower at 9%, while London's FTSE was down about 5%. European markets were, on the whole, faring better than Asian markets in early trade. Japan's benchmark Nikkei 225 index closed 7.9% lower. Meanwhile, the benchmark domestic equity indices plunged around 3% today. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex tumbled 2,227 points to close at 73,138. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 plummeted 743 points to settle at 22,162. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 this evening. In tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri, along with his Australian partner Alexei Popirin, lost to Jan Lennard Struff of Germany and Alex de Minaur of Australia 7-5, 5-7, 5-10 in the men's doubles pre-quarterfinals of Monte Carlo Masters in France this afternoon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.